Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth, 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 truth.
You are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Double Dosage After Show. Double Dosage After Show. Yes, it's me, your host V, and you know, this is, it's kind of weird timing. I do know that, try to get rid of some elements that were not so good for the show and things like that. I do know there are people who are very angry and jealous of our success, wanting to do takeovers, and they can't do takeovers. But it would not be without consequence getting rid of these people and not having technical issues. I do know that we have so much equipment here. I've got the studio here. For not one device to want to act right, it's really strange. Computers doing this weird, must update now. Can't do anything else, so update now. Okay, fine. You know, did that way last night, just to come back and, it's still going. Oh, wow. Imagine that. But anyhow, Skype is seeming to want to cooperate now. Not that it has wanted to over the past 30 minutes, but it wants to cooperate now, I think. So, I'll go ahead and do the after show here. Do we still have our guest?
I'm still here, V.
You know, Jayma and Will got bumped off, so they're having technical issues. There was a real breakdown there for the break, and so...
Well, B, okay. I can tell you this. That's normal, actually. All of us that are out here in what they call alternative media, which is actually the only real media that's left, you know, we're all investigative reporters. We're all sitting here discussing issues. We're not sitting here just preaching propaganda got issued by this party or that party. You know, they are doing everything to censor us. And I mean that. Like your producer was talking about at the beginning of the last show, whereas you've basically been kicked off of all of your platforms and stuff like that. Man, this is under a Republican, quote-unquote, administration, and the censorship is far more outrageous than even what it was under the Obama administration or Bush 2 or, you know, the Clinton administration. It's getting ridiculous now. They don't like the truth out there, V. They just don't like it.
Well,
goes against the narrative.
Another reason why, I guess, why the equipment is being screwed with again, and it was really dumb because we record everything. A lot of my staff members have been kicked off of Facebook and stopping the awareness. It's not just because of my media, but we are connected to some people who are going to have a brand new platform. And they're doing corporate espionage and trying to make sure that people don't find out about this new platform. And they're doing preemptive strikes, kicking us off. So I'm not too worried about that censorship because, again, new networks are coming up. Facebook will be history. And they're very angry about it. I know there's a whine, there's a hum on my line, and it's getting worse and worse. These people are doing their best to retaliate, to degrade. But another thing I'm doing to combat the censorship for the moment until things are running, I'm doing guest spots on other shows. I've had a hell of an interviews here over the past week. And so now they have to attack my equipment. you know, we do sound check, equipment check, all this stuff while having, you know, doing this show. And, you know, my producer told me if I'm sounding good or I'm sounding bad. You know, I've had a guy did a show here not too long ago saying, oh, well, you know, I sounded kind of bad. And this is a guy who set up stuff for Art Bell with his sound stuff. So I know he knows what he's talking about. And it's like, well, this really wasn't an issue before. So they have to degrade, or if they can't block you completely, they have to degrade. This is their little hyper game that they like to do. So I have my producer. He's working with the sound right now, so bear with us, guys. Yes, go ahead.
Well, I wish you well with your new platform there, V. And again, we need a lot more alternative out there versus the status quo. You know, that's one of the things that I'm always talking about, statism. And it doesn't matter what angle you approach it from. The problem is most people are static. They will not change their thinking, even when given good information that literally demolishes what they believe. Okay? The evidence is sitting there that just debunks everything that they stand for or believe in, but they just can't give it up. They cannot consent to the new information. They cannot say to themselves, you know what? I spent my entire life being lied to. I'm finally glad that I got the truth. No, they'd rather believe the lie than to allow some new thought processing changing in their lifespan.
And yes, they're completely unaware of things that happen. Again, we have so much evidence recorded, and people would think that if I said, oh, Facebook hacked us directly, and, oh, Facebook doesn't do that. They couldn't do that. You know, you're crazy. Oh, you want to see the video of it? Here. Oh, wow. You know, and these are things that they don't want to get out. And it's going to get out. I will be making a documentary of it, of all the hacking that was done. This documentary will be given to Facebook's advertisers and so forth. But you know, the new platform TLB TV, where I will be doing my shows in TV format once again, even though my passion is radio, but I'll be doing TLB TV. New shows will be coming through. It'll be up to me and the main director to have, you know, decide what shows should be on, whatnot, and that sort of thing. So we're going to be building an entire TV network once again. You know, formerly TLB TV, which has taken a year hiatus for this new relaunch. And it's going to be huge. We want something that's going to rival, you know, YouTube and things like that. So it's going to happen.
Again, I wish you well with it.
Yes.
Because whether we're talking YouTube, whether we're talking Facebook, whether you're talking about the various search engines out there, they all have one thing in common. You directly link them right back to the syndicate. And they do not like it when you're challenging their endless narrative of BS. It's that simple.
It is. It really is. So, what would you suggest for somebody who is doing cyber warfare? And in my experience in hunting down lawyers, there's not too many cyber harassment, cyber hacking lawyers out there.
Well, again, you know, when you hire an attorney, you're saying that you're incapable of handling your own affairs. But since you asked the question, here's my response. Okay, you have to be able to prove your accusations. Okay, and it oftentimes cannot be done because a denial of service attack, as I understand it, is where a bunch of computers are basically enslaved by some supercomputer, quote unquote, somewhere. And that, what they've done is they've enslaved millions of computers that are on everybody's, you know, desk somewhere, and turn around and they use those computers to attack the main system. And so when you sit here and tell me that you're getting all these attempts to hack your radio station, I get it, okay? Because, again, they want to distract you from the message. If you're sitting there worried about, can we maintain this? Can we keep it going? Can we make sure that the guest information gets out? Then you're not sitting there focusing on what the guest is talking about or talking about stuff that you want to talk about to get that information out to your listeners. Society is not prone to, like, conflicting opinions. Their system does not like truth, okay? Truth is treason in a world full of lies. And this is exactly where we're at here in the year 2020.
I would say, yeah, that's definitely the truth there. Exactly. And to you know, that's such a truth. And people, you don't understand the weight of what he just said. No, I'm saying the people listening probably don't understand the weight of what you just said. Because let me give an example. When you get a program that you use regularly to do a production or something like that, and you get an error code, and there's no way in the hell you are getting past this problem without, one, hiring someone to fix the problem for you, or you having to do the research yourself to fix the problem. Now, we have sat and had little tiny things like that, little error codes that have baffled us for days at a time. We've got some people that have become quite proficient, you know. Anthony Thompson's learned computers just because of this sort of thing. And we'll, you know, look up these error codes and look up problems. If they can't be fixed, you know, within a few minutes, alternate programs are found, installed, and we have to do these gymnastics with computers nonstop just to keep things running. You know, so back in the day, years ago, yeah, something very small would take days. Now, we're pretty good with something. We can do something within the hour, within 2 hours, and fix something. But then, you know, Windows 10 came out, and, oh, they're lovely error codes that if you look them up, there's no reference number to them at all. You can go directly to Microsoft with it, and they don't know. So that feel the sheer weight of that, people. A lot of times things can't be fixed or done without just saying, screw it. We're nuking the operating system and putting a new one on. It had got to that point where, no, we're not going to be doing all this fixing. We keep all of our data on separate hard drives anyways. They're not hooked up to any machines. So, I mean, we're very critical with that sort of thing. We don't let these people control what information we can have and what we can't. And, you know, having machines running with information on them that they can read and monitor, that sort of thing. We keep our systems naked anyhow, as much as we can. So, it's gotten to that point where we'll just nuke a hard drive and start all over.
And V, there's sometimes that's the only choice you've got. And, you know, I've been part of more startup businesses than I can count. And there's one thing that I can say about each and every one of them. they take an incredible amount of effort, an incredible amount of work, and an incredible amount of money. So I applaud you for what you've accomplished up to this point. I know that what you're trying to accomplish in the future is neither cheap, and it's not something you do in 10 minutes. You've got the drive to create something from nothing. And unfortunately, this is the norm for only a few select people. Most of your average men and women out there, they couldn't care less. They've never done anything to even come close to comparison. They're happy to go to work their 9 to 5, assuming they haven't been told to stay home because of a virus that doesn't really harm anybody, or sitting here and taking their life and saying, I am going to do something with it. I'm going to build something, because that's what it takes. You look at those people that built some of the biggest corporations that we can name today. You'll discover that oftentimes, let's take Sam Walton for an example, Walmart. Sam didn't kick butt right out the starting gate. He failed. He failed and he failed. But finally, something worked for him. And he was able to create this thing called Walmart. And then he went, I read the book that he had written. And he went and talked to one of these distributors of food. And he showed them his numbers and says, how can I make these numbers better? And this major CEO of a food distribution looked at his numbers and said, are these numbers of yours legitimate? And Sam says, yeah, they're legitimate. And the guy says, you don't need my advice. He says, I need yours. So, you know, build a better mousetrap. And I know it's getting more and more difficult because, you know, if you're dealing with Microsoft products or anything else, again, these are all part of the syndicate system. They have these back doors so that if you're using their stuff to undermine their goal of the domination of the whole planet, then obviously they want to tweak it a little bit so that it's not quite as pleasant for you as it should be. The goal is basically to distract you from doing what you should be doing, which is researching and doing radio shows, and instead have to sit there and concentrate on raising money and fixing things. Not a good use of your time.
Well, again, we inadvertently just got an entire studio built up. You know, we realized we bought, you know, a couple extra computers, and I'm a gamer, so it's like when I bring stuff over, it's like, okay, well, okay, put all the stuff together. We've got a network here. And so we built beautiful stuff. Got the big monitors up, walls, green screens. We've got computers from left to right, and it goes to show you though. People always want to say, "Oh, you're just crazy, you're just paranoid." Well, how come every device now has static on them when they were perfectly clear? It can't. If it happens to one device, okay, fine. Two devices, maybe. When you got five computers all suddenly having a problem that are the same across the board, well, that's not so much of a coincidence now, is it?
I don't believe in coincidences. I've seen too many things over the years that lead me to believe that coincidences seem to happen when certain parties of interest are involved. But that same thing holds true with the universe, near as I can tell as well. Since we're on the subject matter of quote-unquote coincidences, you know, some of the times when I needed to learn certain things about law, I was at a point where I could not get past that point without some key point. And only at that critical information, when I needed that information, did I finally come across it. And the thing was, most of the time I wasn't even looking for that information at that instant. But all of a sudden, boom, now I was past that stopping point. Now I could push forward. You know, because mentally we've been conditioned to basically not do research. We've been conditioned to just go through life taking in what information our corporate masters want us to have. You know, when I sit here and I tell people, listen, we lost a Revolutionary War. You know, you get these really strange looks from people. What do you mean we lost the Revolutionary War? What do we do on the 4th of July? You know, assuming people even know why we celebrate the 4th of July. But I sit there and I simply say, look, go over there, look, read the 1783 Peace Treaty. What does the 1783 Peace Treaty say? Read it for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. King of England calls himself the King of France. Well, who was our ally during the Revolutionary War? Oh, the French were. Well, that's an interesting tidbit. So how did the King of England now become the King of France? Well, maybe the French didn't win that war either. Then you sit there and you read a little bit more. Did they give us some autonomy? Sure they did. You know, it's easier to extort money from people if they think they're free, right? Who makes the best slaves? Those who don't know they're slaves. Little detail of interest for people that want to pay attention. Read a little bit farther on down there, you'd make some discoveries. Well, we have to pay war reparations. Uh-oh. Well, that would imply that we didn't win the war. And, of course, it's the king writing it, of course. And then you go right a little bit more, and you discover, hey, you know, they're sitting there saying they aren't going to withdraw their armies, plural, and their navies, plural, until, you know, the peace treaty gets signed. Okay, well, I don't know about you, but the word armies and navies seem to imply that they had a pretty big military ability. Remember, all that was busy fighting them, for the most part, was a bunch of farmers. And half of the, I like to call the Revolutionary War America's first civil war, because truthfully, it really was. It was Englishmen fighting Englishmen over control of resources and over the right to produce their own money. Because remember, all of these colonies in America, they were established as being nothing more than financial enterprises. They were corporate entities. They were corporate entities from the very beginning. And every state, quote-unquote, was actually a country. And the reason for the Constitution was to pay back the war reparations. And, of course, again, if you read the 1783 Peace Treaty, it says, well, if we took something from people that stayed loyal to England, we had to give it back to them. And the one that I really like to show off to everybody is where the quote-unquote loser, meaning England, tells the quote-unquote winners, meaning us, that we could keep our cannon. Well, isn't that nice? Now, does any of that sound to you like we actually won that war? I don't think so. And so when you sit there and you point to it, now people have to change their thinking. But how can they change their thinking when they've been growing up believing something? You sit there and they look at the Constitution and say, well, look at the first 10 amendments. We have rights. First of all, pieces of paper don't give you rights. You've always had those rights. They were just there to remind the criminal syndicate members of those. But again, they don't particularly care because they violate all 10 of those rights, quote-unquote, on a daily basis. You know, this is why we have censorship. This is why they do gun confiscations and all this other crap. You don't have any rights in their slave system. Slaves don't have rights. They have only to do what their masters tell them to do, which is exactly what we do. When the president, CEO of United States Incorporated, and the governors of every state sit there and say, okay, we're all on lockdown. If you're not a member of this group or this group or this favorite group over there, well, guess what? You have to stay at home. That's a contract offer, but most people take it to be, you know, I got ordered to stay at home. So they lose their jobs or, you know, they suffer significantly with reduced hours or whatever the case might be, and they stay at home. Well, now the system is, again, in control. They've established their authority over people, and people just consented to it. And that's what it boils down to. Everything is contract offer and consent to the offer. So when people consent to their servitude and slavery, well, you know, why fault the guys that are sitting there giving the orders? You really can't. Free-range slavery, that's all it is.
Well, how do you feel about the people who would just say, screw this, I'd be going out anyways? I don't know if people are being arrested or not. I know the threat has come down to here in Europe and Poland that people who are doing unnecessary travels might be detained. So,
I can answer the question from several angles. First of all, my daughter is friends with somebody in Georgia. And when I say Georgia, I'm not talking the state, I'm talking the country. And over in Georgia, the country, her friend says that they are shooting people who are trying to leave. Okay, no. Yours truly has traveled the roads of Kentucky, Tennessee, and Indiana twice in the last couple weeks. Not short distances, okay? And I can tell you this. Most of the quote-unquote traffic that is on the roads is truckers. Now, there are cars and small pickups and stuff like that running the roads as well, but nowhere near what was there, say, 3 months ago. And again, this is because consent of people to sit there and lock down. I have several acquaintances of mine that have literally lost their jobs because of this lockdown. You know, they worked in the restaurant field or in areas where they weren't really, you know, they contributed to society, and of course they had a business, but when it all boils down to it, they were not in part of the favorable group category, so they got sent home and told, well, you know, we'll call you back when we reopen, maybe. So no, I don't like it. I'm very suspicious of all of this, V. This whole thing with the virus. You know, I actually wrote about that. If you take a minute and look for my article, it's already started to go viral. I laid it all out on the line. I think it's so much bigger than this. And the world of November and December is not going to be the world of June and July. 2019 and 2020 are going to be two different worlds. And people have just rolled over. They've consented to this. I call it tyranny because that's what it really is. And how do you convince an entire population that they have to do what they're told? Simple. You indoctrinate them from birth. Grow up. They get educated to, quote-unquote, follow their master's orders, so they do. And, you know, I'm an anarchist. No masters, no slave. And I've been challenging this system for quite a while. Even when I was a part of the system, I was not a full-fledged member. You know, I was an equal opportunity annoyer of both the Democrat Party and the Republican Party. Notice my terminology there. Because I recognized what was right versus what was wrong. And as a society, again, people don't know what their rights are. People have no clue what morality is. They just go through life assuming that they can do whatever they want to. Why? Because they watch the politicians do it. They watch the bankers do it. They watch the drug dealers do it. The cartels, the gangs, everybody is in on it. It's just a giant system based on chaos and extortion, racketeering. And it's sad. This isn't the country I grew up in.
Well, don't you find it funny that, well, not funny, but really sad that, you know, you could control a population by certain things. Actually, I'm not going to be able to get into it. I'll come back after a break with that thought, and I'm going to want to hear your response to it. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Yes, okay. We are back. I still have John LeCrone here with us. I hope so. Do we still have you there, John?
I'm still here, V.
Okay, yes. We're doing a little more extensive sound checks here during the break. More than usual. Yeah, yes.
Let's just say I'm one of the more controversial guests. A lot of my shows that I'm on have told me that it's interesting when I come on, they seem to have a few more problems than they normally do.
That's usually the case for me when I go on other people's shows.
And I believe that, V. I really do.
And so something I wanted to point out and I want your thoughts on is, you know, back in the old days, they used religion to control the masses and then made things more extreme to persecute people. Like something that was brought up last night was the witch hunts, for example. And today, you know, we don't have so much of this religion. It's especially none of us can agree on religion, even being inside of one religion, people inside of religion can't even agree on religion. So I think they've lost all that religious control. So now they need another invisible enemy, and that is the virus. And it, I believe it's achieving the same effect, that, you know, mass control of population and then witch hunts did in the past. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to interject one quick point, too. We still have a major religion going on. It's a thing called government. You know, government, that word has Latin origin. Okay, for people that don't know, govern, where you get the word governor, government, comes from the Latin word gouverner, and that means to control, and ment, mente, mind. So the word government means mind control. So
yes, I appreciate that all the time, my friend.
So when you sit there and talk about this issue about government, well, there you go. There's your perfect example of a religion, because you got your group that's a part of the donkey religion, then you got the other part that's part of the religion that worships a daggone elephant. So, and then, of course, there's other parts. I'm a political atheist. I've been a political atheist for several years now. And back when I was politically active, I was a thorn in the side of both the Democrat and the Republican parties, and I was very happy to do that. Now, having said all that, going back to this issue of the virus, yes, they have used religion to control people. They have used kings to control people. They have used Congress to control people. And, you know, they keep having to change the system and tweak it a little bit because people wake up to the scam and say, you know what, we're sick of this. It's time to move on. So what they've done now is now they've got to have a reason to continue to exercise their quote-unquote authority over you. Remember, the word authority, the founding word there is author, which means the one that writes it is the one that's in charge. Okay, again. The winner writes the history books, by the way, folks. So what I think is going to end up happening is, remember, the CDC, Center for Disease Control, is actually a vaccine company. And what's going to happen is when this thing is all run out, you're going to have all these people running to get a new vaccine that they're going to roll out here in the next month or two, say, hey, save yourself from COVID-19. And everybody's going to be more than happy to sign up and walk on down there and get those magical shots, and inside those shots you're going to have a little chip in it. So they're going to be able to follow you. And I've been talking about the Internet of Things and this 5G issue. And again, people don't realize just how dangerous 5G really is. And it's not because I'm anti-technology. I couldn't be more in favor of technology. The only reason I achieved the things that I've achieved in the last 20 years has been because of the Internet. And the knowledge that I've acquired, I never could have acquired out of any books. It was because I knew how to do research, and I met with other people that had information I needed. I had information for them. You know, win, win, win. You and I wouldn't even be talking today if it wasn't for the Internet. And you know that, V. So, again, it's not an anti advancement thing. It's just I see it as being something other than it's being marketed as. The Internet of Things is being marketed as this wonderful way. We'll have self-driving cars, drones running around delivering our packages. Everybody will have all this ability to sit here and watch movies and do all these other things. And it's just a beautiful system, and that's the way they have to sell it. Because if they sit there and tell you that it's busy poisoning you with dirty electricity, and believe me, all those waves are, you're basically in a giant microwave.
And mind control, don't forget that, right in trainment.
And, yeah, go right back to Microsoft, because in the end, they're going to be beneficial in their amount of billions. The CDC is going to make billions off of this. And, again, if people don't know it, this quote-unquote coronavirus, it's patented. I had to wake up, people, okay? This didn't come out of China, or if it did, it didn't, in not in the sense that it did, but I'm not even convinced that it is what it, they've been marketing it as. You know, they've been trying to find people that actually have you know, problems in these hospitals where you've got all these people inundated the hospitals because they're getting sick and stuff, and they're just not there. You can watch YouTube videos now. It took people a while to start figuring it out and start asking questions. I don't know. I've been asking questions for a few weeks now. But in the end, if people are not willing to sit there and ask questions, do their own research, they'll just accept what's going on the TV as gospel truth. And, I mean, I watched it in first world, first-hand experience. A gentleman that I work with, his wife, it was, first of all, Trump 24/7 impeachment. That was all over. And again, if people don't realize what was really going on with that impeachment, they need to look at the facts. While the quote-unquote impeachment was going on, and things going on in the background was they were busy unifying Mexico, Canada, and America. Hello? You think that wall's going to get built now? No. All right, well, now that the impeachment is over and that law got signed and you have basically the three countries now are one, a different version of the European Union, now we move on to the next stage. Everything is designed to bring about this new world order, which is nothing more than old world tyranny, and it's all under one roof.
Okay? Well, you said something right there that fascinates me. So now this wall's not going to get built, but what if Trump decides to say, hey, elect this president so I can get onto this wall and won't have to worry about the coronavirus? If you guys had listened to me about, you know, not letting so many Easterners come over here on our flights, we wouldn't be having this problem. You know, he can actually just stand up and just say, hey, dummies, you should have listened to me.
Yes, he can say that, but here's my attitude about the wall. You know, the wall can keep people out, but it can also keep people in. So be very, very, very careful what you ask for. You know, all of a sudden you might find yourself in the same prison instead of being protected from the quote-unquote invading hordes. And you've got to take into consideration, remember something, I'm an anarchist, okay? And I'm not opposed to making sure people like MS-13 don't come into the community. I have a problem with people like that showing up in my neighborhood. I don't have a problem shooting them at all. No conscience problem there to think about. And I think people, when they come into the country, need to have the ability to sit there and make sure that they're not bringing in diseases and all that other crap. No problem with any of that. The problem that we have as a society, though, is they're focused on the wrong things. They're not taking into consideration that these people are actually being invited into United States Incorporated for a reason, so that they can go after their bonds. They're not recognizing that the bigger picture is we have destroyed their countries through bombs, through warfare, through psychological warfare, through puppet governments installed by our CIA, through actions that we have done. We are the reason that these people are wanting to leave their countries to come here. And we don't think about any of that. We just say, oh, they're just a hordes of, you know, idiots, and they're going to be lazy and this, that, and the other thing. The only lazy people I'm seeing right now are generally being Americans. It's disgusting to me. You know, I grew up with old-school world ethics, okay?
Yes.
I work 14, 16 hours a day. It is almost 1 a.m. my time here in where I'm at right now, 1 a.m. And here I am talking to you on the radio because what I am talking about and what you are talking about are justification to me to stay awake late into the night and early morning so that we can get our message out. Go ahead, V.
I'm a disabled man, and so I do what I can. So that's why I'm here on the radio. I'm still contributing to society in the best way that I can. So that's that. I understand your feelings there. We have a caller. Let me look at the board here. We have Scotty, line one. Go ahead, Scotty.
Oh no, I just now got in here. I don't even know what's going on yet.
Oh, okay. You didn't get screened? All right.
I just called in to listen for a little bit and see what's going on. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, that's no problem. Well, we'll just mute you and then you can listen to that.
See, I don't get the radio station, so I usually just call in at midnight and listen to the conversation and everything. But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt anything.
And you know, I'm going to be working with RBN on some of these issues because we have to be able to reach out and be able to have people listen in anytime they like. Are you aware of the plugin from the website?
No, I'm not. Tell me about it.
Well, you go to Listen In Live, you click on the tab in your browser. If you don't already have the plugin, it will prompt you for you to download the plugin, and then you can listen into the show live from your computer over the internet for free, sir.
Okay. Okay, that'll work. I just usually just call in. I'm sorry.
I'm probably going to have a talk with the RBN staff and see if we can make a commercial about that. That should significantly boost our listenership right there. And, you know,
I'd say it would.
Thank you for calling in and bringing that to our attention. Thank you. We won't cut you off, but we'll mute you. All right. So, Mr. LaCrone, now I want to present.
Do me a favor. Don't call me Mr. Mr. is a title to a slave.
Yes.
And LaCrone is not a vitamin.
Yes. You've told me that.
All right, V, what you got?
You know, people, and that's another reason why I use a moniker to avoid the Mr. And people, you know, find it funny to call me Mr. V, and people stop and think before they would even say it. Like, aha, yeah, don't call me Mr. either. So I feel you there. I feel like a hypocrite when I do it. But, yeah, so let's talk about the legal road, legal implications of this vaccine and this implant, nano quantum dot chip they want to give us. Now, me, I'm going to tell you people, I'm not getting vaccinated. I'm not. I'm not going to take the vaccine. I'm not doing all that. So let's describe my hardships that I'm going to have here in the future because I'm not going to get that vaccine. Let's walk down that windy road for the audience.
Well, in my particular case, you've got to recognize the difference between legal and lawful. And the way I love to explain legal and lawful is this. In Nazi Germany, it was very legal to do certain things in criminal nature, to include murdering people. At the end of World War II, when the Allies were sitting there going through Germany and collecting all these people that were war criminals and lining them up against the wall and shooting them or hanging them from the ropes, they discovered that while it may have been legal to do these things, it was not lawful to do these things, and thus they got their just desserts. You know, I tell people, law is simple, do no harm. You start doing harm, you know, what goes around comes around. And I have no problem at all with the concept of, you know, you make your bed, now you get to lay in it, and this is what you did was so dark and so evil that justification for it, you know, hang you.
You're talking about the difference between a soldier and a war criminal.
That's right. There's a big difference. You know, soldier, soul buyer, they are following orders, yes. But let's be honest about it. It's you or them. You're both being ordered to kill each other. Now, if you had both met in a local bar, maybe you had a conversation or you'd go fishing together or whatever. But because a corporation and another corporation decided that they didn't like each other and for whatever reason, and remember, all wars are commercial. They're all about money. They're all about resources. You know, that's all wars are nothing more than commerce. What ends up happening is now you're shooting at each other. Well, you've got to kill him or he's got to kill you. And, you know, it's a war of attrition in short. And sooner or later, somebody surrenders. So that's where we're at. But when that is, as you have to think higher levels than that. you know, people don't know the story about the Civil War, where very regularly the Union troops and the Confederate troops would stop shooting at each other, and they would go trade tobacco for coffee. They don't talk about World War One when they all of a sudden, you know, what they called the Christmas Day Truce, where the soldiers of the Germans and French didn't stop shooting at each other, went out into the danger zone and played football, sang songs together and stuff like that, and then went back to shooting each other. But it drove the chain of command absolutely nuts because their soldiers wouldn't listen. They recognized the futility of war. And there's, again, the problem. The futility of war, their goal is population control. And one method they use for population control is to kill one another. Okay?
Walk down the path with me, though. Let's go through the scenario that will be likely for me. I'm going to refuse the vaccination. I'm going to refuse the quantum tattoo, whatever, that they have. The RFID that registers me. I'm going to refuse that. So me and my personal life, me walking out the door, to me wanting to go to the grocery store, to me wanting to catch the train to the next city, to me wanting to cross the border, to me wanting to fly back to the U.S., what's it going to look like? What are the possibilities? Who's going to be saying what?
In a nutshell, it's going to be basically you're going to be told what to do, and if you don't do it, they're either not going to let you travel or they're going to kill you. I don't know how else to put it. And there's an awful lot of people.
And they're going to jail me, probably. They're going to fine and jail, which is lawful or not lawful, legal, not legal, etc.
Yeah, well, in their world, it will be legal. In my definition, they will be unlawful. And again, you have to recognize that you have rights. You know, they say a woman has a right to choose. Okay, fine. But when they sitting there making people do something against their will, that means you don't have rights. That makes you a slave. And what have I been talking about on this show? You are a free-range slave. Expecting that you're having your rights honored, good luck with that. I'm not that naive.
Okay.
Anyway, AV, are you carrying this into a third hour, or is this going to be it?
No, this is going to be it. I wish we could do a third hour, but our producer has to, you know, make it home, go to bed, and wake up and do this all over again. So, I wish.
Not to mention, deal with all of those very strange things that are going on with all of those computers.
Yes.
Well, anyway, folks, Lee, it's been a lot of fun with you. I've enjoyed my conversation with you, my brother. For those that want to follow me on Facebook, it's chon.lecrone.16, L-E-C-K-R-O-N-E. You can find me on blogtalkradio.com. I've done several shows with Marty Oakley, and you can always find me with Kyler Davenport and Billy White on Alternative Public Radio International there on blogtalkradio.com. V, it's been a pleasure once again being on your show. Thank you so very much for having me. Do not be afraid to call me again.
Don't forget the article. You wrote an article. Where can we find that?
Okay, the one that I wrote today?
Yes.
Okay, basically in a nutshell, I talk about tyranny. And folks, you need to recognize the system is what it is. They have built it. It all smells to high heaven. You need to be concerned about it because when you've been locked down, and that's what this is, you've been told what you do, you've been told to stay at home, you need to be asking the question, why are you being told these things? Is this really truly about a virus which may or may not be killing people, or at least not the quantity of people they say? Or is there a deeper and a darker reason behind it? And my take on it is there's definitely something else behind this thing, because the research says different. The research says that there's no problems in any of the local hospitals where you don't have their on resources being taxed to the nth degree. In fact, they're not showing any evidence at all of having any real problems. You get all these quote-unquote testing areas where there's nobody there to test and there's no long lines of people wanting to be tested. You know, you've got troop movements going on, which is, again, things that should concern you. You've got, it appears that Jade Helm version 2.0 from that we talked about several years ago on Kyler Davenport's show on APRI, me and him talked about it for several days. And, folks, it is suspicious as can be because the same units back then are the ones that are in play right now. People are seeing a militarization taking place in front of them. There are police and there are military personnel where there never used to be. You know, this is exactly what happened in Germany leading up to and including World War II. If you do not see the parallels, I don't know why you don't. When you cannot travel without somebody barking orders and telling you papers, please. And God forbid if you don't have those papers. They'll do the same thing to you. They'll snatch you up, take you downtown, give you the third degree, and throw you in a cage. And if they don't particularly like you, they may keep you there. If they really don't like you, they might kill you. So, you know, I talk about things that are controversial, and I'm not afraid of controversy. The problem
well, I'll tell
is,
you what,
you know, we're
my
being
citizenship here has, I was supposed to have gotten my final paperwork in the mail for my citizenship here a month ago, and, you know, all of a sudden that hasn't happened. So, you know, they're going to use this scenario as a setup to probably try to deport me or something. Because, no, I'm not going to be taking the vaccine. I know too much about vaccines. I'm not going to do it. Anyone listening to this program, you should know damn well these vaccines are not anything good for you. I'm not going to be getting this quantum dot tattoo. These people can track you in ways that you can't imagine. Quantum tattoo satellites, these cell towers, they are already, what they're doing is they're implementing ways to be able to not use the chemtrails anymore because they're getting busted with the chemtrail usage, what it's for. We're already walking human transmitters. We have our brains laced, neurotransmitters, okay? We are being monitored, neuromonitored, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, with the chemtrails. They know this chemtrail program can't last forever, so they're coming up ways to inject us with nano. This, with this vaccine, and this also with the medicine. Oh, the cure cancer. We're going to give you nano machines. But these nano machines aren't going to leave your body. They're going to connect to your brain. They're going to do all sorts of things. But with that said, guys, I want you to continue to listen to the show. Catch us tomorrow night, 10 p.m. to midnight Central. This is your host, V, and this has been another episode of the Double Dosage After Show.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved and be activism, please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.